Today's shir of Mishnah Brilliant is Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, and we are up to Sif Hey. Ner Chanukah Manicho Al Pesach Habayis Samach LeRishus Harabim MiBechutz. So the Chanukah candles, the Chanukah lights, where are they placed? So they should be placed by the entrance that is adjacent to the Rishus Harabim, right outside. Outside. Now, what does this mean? So Shulchan Aruch continues. Im habayis pasuach l'rishus harabim. If the home itself, the door of the home itself opens up right into Rishus Harabim, then manicho al pisco. Then you put it on the Pesach. You put it on the entrance, exit to the Rishus Harabim, because the bias is opening up into Rishus Harabim. However, in Yesh Chotzer Lifnei HaBayis, however, if the person has a courtyard in front of his home, so then, Manicho Al Pesach HaChotzer. Then what he does is, he puts it on and outside the entrance, the exit entrance to the Chotzer. So again, if the home itself enters out right into Rishus HaRabim, then you put it right outside the bayis by the Pesach of the bayis. If the home opens up into a courtyard, then according to Shulchan Aruch, you put it right outside the entrance exit to the concept. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sivka and Chafalif, mi bechutz. So why is this done on the outside? Now you guys don't see this in America, but in Eretz Yisrael you see it. Mishum pursu menisa. This is because of Pursume Nisa. So Pursume Nisa, you do it on the outside. Come in Farish Fazil, Ketzad, Ima Bayis. As he goes on to explain how you exactly do this. And if the Bayis opens up, and you put it right outside the Pesach of the Bayis. If it's the Chatzar is what opens up Rishus HaRabim, then you do it on the entrance of the Pesach of the Chatzar. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifchat L'Chav Beis, V'imesh Chatzar L'fnei HaBayis. And he says, the Chatzaros Seyen, and the obviously you're talking about the Chatzaros, how you Pesuchos. Rishus HaRabim. So then you put it on the Pesach of the Chatzar. Now we move weiter back into the Shulchan Aruch. It says, oh, what happens in Hayadar Ba'aliyah? What happens if he lives on the second floor? She'ein lo Pesach Pasuach Rishus HaRabim. And he does not have a Pesach that opens up to Rishus HaRabim because he lives on a second floor. Now it's a little interesting. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaira, what does that really mean? Because if you're in a building that has hallways that go up to the second floor, so those hallways are like your chatzer, so you should put it right outside the apartment building, which is what people do here in Eretz Yisrael. So, before I explain, that we're talking about where the aliyah is through someone else's house. So you're allowed to go through that guy's house to get to your, like, so you're renting an apartment from someone, and you walk through his house in order to get to your second floor. Like you live on, like you're a boarder, you live on the second floor. So in that situation, the aliyah, so you don't have what? You don't have a Pesach. Your Pesach of bias doesn't go to the Rishus HaRabim because you're on the second floor. And you don't have a chatzah that's pasuach either. So what do you do in that situation? That's what he says. So what do you do there? Manicho b'chalom. You put it on the window. So you put it on the window from the aliyah, from the second floor, that is facing Rishus HaRabim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein lo Pesach Pasuach Rishus HaRabim. He says, "V'gam ein lo Pesach Pasuach L'chatzer." He obviously also doesn't have a Pesach that opens up to the Chatzer, because in that case he would then put it outside the Chatzer, as we said. Ela Psucha hi l'bayis. His aliyah is opening up into, as we said, into the bayis, and therefore, where is he going to put it? He has to put it on the chalon, on the window. Now again, this is all assuming that you, in principle, are going to be lighting outside, okay? Bite. So then he says, and here you're not going to be able to light outside because you don't have a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Then he says, Uvishas HaSakana She'ein HaRashay L'Kayim HaMitzvah. But what happens in a situation where you live, where it's a Sakana for you to be able to, for you to light? The Goyim are going to attack you, the Goyim are going to do things to you if you light outside, and therefore you can't go ahead and light outside. And you can't light on a window either, because they'll start shooting through your windows. They'll stick a crystal knock. a stick of crystal knock going on. So what do you do? Manicho al shulchano v'dayo. Then what you can do is just put it on your table, and that's enough. That's enough. Okay? Again, we're going to see tomorrow the Ramah in Sif Ches is going to talk about Bizman Hazeh in Chutz Laretz, the Minhag Ashkenaz. But again, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, seemingly even in Chutz Laretz, okay, this should be done unless there's a sakana, unless there's a sakana situation. Then he goes on, which where then you light on your table. Now, where does the minhag of lighting inside your, when you light inside your apartment, on the opposite side of the mezuzah, inside, so that we'll talk about as well, once you talk about practically what happens when you're lighting inside. Okay, Viking. Now we move on, and we say, and the Shulchan Aruch then says as follows. It's sarich ner acher. Look what he says. Now that you're lighting inside on your table, you need another candle. This is what's called the shamish. L'shtamish la'oro. You need another candle to go ahead and use that other candle in order to use that for your needs of seeing. Because you're not allowed to use in the house. You're not allowed to go ahead and use the lights from the Hanukkah menorah in order to, you know, do things by it, read by it, do your household chores by it. It's just purely to look at it, the Reis and Bildad. You can't be mishtamish in the Or. So that's why you put on the shamish. The shamish is there so that you won't come, and it's clear that the light that you're being mishtamish from is not the Ner Chanukah, but this other candle. Now, it's interesting, from the Shulchan Aruch, it almost sounds like if you'd be lighting outside or lighting by the window, you wouldn't need to have a shamash. So we're going to see later on that there are other purposes for the shamash as well. Okay, but right now, it sounds like that's the pure purpose, that when you might be nene from it, okay? We now move weiter. The Chaf Dalet, Mr. Brura. The Tzarech Ner Acher. Why? Lasos Heker LeDavar. To make it as a Heker in order to demonstrate that he's not using the Hanukkah lights for his own personal use. And that's what he's doing when he's having that extra Ner, what we call the Shabbos. Now let's move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Im Yesh Medura Ein Tzarech Ner Acher. If you have a big fireplace where you're getting light from, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't need a second or a third or whatever it is, an extra candle beside your Chanukah lich, because you have the Madura, and that lights up the house. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka Amchavei, Yem Yesh Madura, the Yachal Ishtam Mizavanen. You can take care of all your needs in front of the light of the Madura. You do not need to go ahead and have the extra candle, and therefore, Yesh HaKeira, it's obviously clearer than Haner Shel Mitzahi. If you have a lot of other light coming from elsewhere for the Madura, you wouldn't need a Shabbos. So again, from the Shulchan Aruch alone, it sounds almost like nowadays in our house, if we have so much light anyway, why in the world do we need a Shabbos? Okay? So again, we'll see more about that later. Again, there's also the issue we'll talk about if the light goes out, right? So you might need to use the Shabbos to light the other candles because you can't use one of the other candles to light it. So we'll see other purposes. But from the Shulchan Aruch alone, it sounds like the whole purpose of the extra candle, what we call the Shabbos, is merely in order to have a heker that the other candles are purely for Chanukah lich and not to be mishtamesh with it. And then he says, "Adam chashuv." Back to the Shulchan Aruch. You're dealing with an Adam chashuv she'ein darach lishtamesh l'orah medura tzarach ne'aracha. He says once again, if you're an Adam chashuv whose derech is not to go ahead and utilize the light from the fireplace, but rather as covered, he has his own ner that he has that he goes ahead and reads from and does his work by, so then you would have to obviously have a separate ner because the Madura would not suffice for a heker that the other candles are dafka for Chanukah, because you being the Adam Chashuv would have other candles besides the Madura to go ahead and utilize. So therefore you need to have the extra candle. Now the poskim talk about the following. Okay? That Shulchan Aruch here tells us that in times of sakana, the minhag is to basically to light the menorah inside on the table. And as I said to you, if you look very quickly at Sif Ches, we'll see tomorrow. So in Sif Ches, I don't know if we see it tomorrow. Ches we're probably not going to get to until Sunday. But when we get to Ches, or even your Ches, or even Monday, if you get to Ches all the way at the end, look what he says. Look at the end of Tafresh Ayin Aleph. So that's what we do bizman hazeh. So everyone lights inside. And the big question is, what's the pshat? Shulchan Aruch says the reason why you light inside is because of a sakana. Right? You live in America, or they might have lived, you know, wherever they did in Europe. They might, you know, at least they thought in Europe in those days that they were safe. It wasn't shas sakana. So why did the minhag become that they lit inside? Okay, that's the big question. And especially nowadays, why should this be? The chutzlars, we all light inside. Again, people light by the windows, but they don't light outside. So some say, because it's a concern, it's for ganavim. That's the Darchei Moshe says. The Kolbo says that has nothing to do with sakana or danger or stealing. The concern is that the guy might blow out your candles. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a different issue. He says that it's because in Chutz La'aretz in general, it's really harsh weather conditions. Okay, and because it's harsh weather conditions, okay, that are common during Hanukkah, so basically that's why the minhag has become to do it that way. Like you have rain, snow, strong winds. Other places can say it doesn't make any sense, but you don't think they had in the time of Chazal in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's the Mei Gishamim. The Lechayra had to go ahead and put it in our glass boxes back then as well. Okay. So basically, what?
Not really good.
So far not so good. So the that's another reason to move to Eretz Yisrael. You light outside. So the Chuvos la Hayres Nasan. Okay, last year you guys lit outside already because of the. You have that. Okay. Anyway, Chuvos la Hayres Nasan. He says when Chazal went ahead and made the Chiyuv to light the menorah outside, their intent was to publicize the nace between the Jews who lived nearby, because there's no real value, you hear this? There's no real value in doing it for the Goyim. And therefore, since we live by the Goyim, there's no reason in Chutz La'aretz to light the menorah outside, and therefore the common practice became to light the menorah inside. That seems to be like a nice reason. And again, Shas Sakana would have been like in Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch himself lived in, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, in Sfas. Yeah.
That only works
in the community.
You join
the ballpark with Eichmann.
What?
Okay, anyway, that's the bark. Anyway, it's the minhag. It's the minhag. The minhag in Chutz La'aretz is light inside. Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to light outside. Let's move back. Here we go. Again, we'll see more of the minhag of lighting inside, where you should do it, not on the table. Let's go right there. We are up to Sif Vav. Now, where do you place it? Outside, inside, where do you do it? So, manicha l'malo mishlosha tfachim. So, it has to be above three tfachim. U'mitzvah l'anicha l'mata me'achar tfachim. And the mitzvah is to do it and place it under 10 tfachim. So, your Hanukkah licht should be above three tfachim and below 10 tfachim. And if he had it, it's going to be yotze. Now it's interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds almost like if it's lamata mishlosha tvachim, you're not yotze at all. And it's only if it's lamala me'asara, you're going to be yotze. But we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is not going to learn that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chavav lamala mishlosha tvachim. The chol lamata mishlosha tvachim. Anytime it's less than three, ki'ilu niyach bakarka. It's like you put it on the ground. What's the problem if it's on the ground? Therefore, it doesn't have a heker that like the balabai has actually placed it there for a mitzvah. In other words, it just placed on the floor, so that could just look like it, you know, someone put it down. But not that you put it there for a mitzvah. When you put it up above three tvachim, then it has a heker that it's being placed there for the mitzvah. Look what he says. However, even when it's below three tvachim, he says, b'di'eved, you're going to be yotze. Okay, again, it's yeah. Oh, we didn't get to that yet. But let's keep going. So then, you guys are all thinking Bikias. Okay, let's go back there. We'll get there, don't worry. So then he says, Lamata, it has to be Lamata me asara tvachim. Look what he says. It's Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berurah. Deika pirsum anes tvei kishu lamata. Because there's more pirsum anes, once again, if it's below 10. The davar ha'asu l'or, ain derech anicha kokach lamata. Because if it would be to give light for people outside or inside, whatever it is, so the derech would not to be have it so low below tetvachim. So therefore, when you have it below tetvachim, you see that's not there to give light. It's there to be the fire saying the nes. But why are people not so marked on this? You should assume chenal Mordechai, because they rely on Mordechai. She cuss up and writes, "De'achshav shehu galul aniach b'snim." Nowadays, when it becomes what it has become, the normal thing to go ahead and put the Chanukah lecht inside, as we said before, like the Ramah, ain kapei the bezeh. There's not such a akpada whether it's below or above 10 tefachim. Achein haptur sasam. In other words, when it was outside, so you want to farsin the nes to the outside. So it should be clear. But once it's inside the house, it's basically your own person. So you know what you're doing. So therefore, you don't have to be so makbid below or above 10 tefach. Achein ator sasam bezeh. However, the tor made no chiluk. Umashve the sphere the ain lechalik bezeh. His mashve, there's no difference between inside and outside. Achein noagin kol medaktikim. And therefore, all those that have medaktik, kemoshe kasa beis yosef, that they try even the lighting inside the house. You should do it between 3 and 10 tefachim. Vimdarva aliyah. What happens if you live on the second floor and you're being manicha b'chalon and you're putting it in a window shehu letzad rishus harabim and you're putting it in a window that is facing rishus harabim? So afilu imachalon gavoa yoiser me'asara tfachim me'karkoyis ha'aliyah. He says even if the chalon is higher than 10 tfachim from the floor of your apartment, you still do it. That's what he says. Because there, the issue of the pirsum is that it's by the window. So the fact that it's above 10 tefachim from your floor, that's not a big deal. But look what he says. V'im yesh lo shtei chalonos. But if you have the option, you have two windows. Echad l'malo me'asar tefachim, echad l'mata me'asar tefachim. Vadai yadichenu, he says, vadai. That's the way they established it. Vadai yadichenu b'chalon shehu l'mata me'asar tefachim. Better to put it in the chalon that is below 10 tefachim if you have the option. So again, if you're lighting and you're lighting it in a window, you don't say, oh, I can't light it in the window, I should rather light it in the house because the window's above 10 tefachim. Obviously, it's better to light it on the chalon, where you're being a farsim, than to light it inside the house, where you're not being a farsim. And that's even if it's above 10 tefachim. But if both windows, okay, are in your house, and one is below, and one is above 10 tefachim, so then he said, better to put it on the window that's below 10 tefachim. Okay, ubeneiros pesach neses, which we'll talk about later on, and in the candles that you're lighting in the shul, the menorah you're lighting in the shul, there is no Indian of the height there. Humfaker. There the halacha is that you put it, haminag sha menorah makom gavoa. There the minag is to have the menorah very high, and there you refer to the nes, a high point in the shul. Now we come to your halacha, Rabbeinu Jayib Boy. Look what he says. Aval manicha lemal me'asar, me'esrim. If you go ahead and you put it higher than 20 amas, lo yatza. You're not going to be yotze. Ramah adds, I feel the kacha kach dolok. Even if you took it from 20 amos, let's say you had a very high place in your house, and you took it from 20 amos high, and you put it down below, v'nicha l'mata me'asrim, lo yatsa. You're not going to be yotze. The hadlaka ose mitzvah. Because hadlaka is the mitzvah. And therefore, once you go ahead and you light it above 20 amos, it's not good. You have to blow it out and light it again below. Not 20 tefachim, 20 amas. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. We'll finish it up here. Lemala me'esrim ama. As you guys all know, from Sukkah, the lo shulta be'ena. Because lemala me'esrim, the eyes do not, okay, when the peripheral vision is looking straight ahead, you don't see the what? You don't see above 20 amas. Ve'en nafkanina be'en imadlik b'chutz. There's no difference whether you're lighting outside or ve'en imadlik b'bayis. Now, when we talk about madlik b'bayis, it means 20 amas from the floor of your apartment, or not from the outside, because let's say you're in a window outside, so there you could light it even if it's 20 amos from the ground on the outside. Ah, but you'll ask, but where's the Pirsumei Nisa? So if Moshe talks about how it's Pirsumei Nisa from your apartment building to someone else's apartment building across. So there's no halacha of above 20 amos, because 20 amos from your house, from your floor. But l'chaira, there's no Pirsumei Nisa, because 20 amos lo shol l'bayena. So what's the purpose of putting on the chalom? If from the outside it's above 20 amos. So that's what he says, because you have apartments across, that you can have the piercer from the apartments across. That's what Ramesha says. Okay, and then he says, Sif katan chav tes, lo yatza, b'tzarech lachzor levarech. You're not going to be yatza, you're going to have to go ahead and and relight it. So again, once you light it above 20 amos, you have to blow it out. Even if you bring it back down, because hadlaka also mitzvah. There's sipkot and mamin, v'nicha lamata me'esrin, last but not least, aval v'nicha lamata me'esrin. But what happens if you lit it below esrin, u'netala misham, v'hanicha v'makom acher tof esrin, if you took it from one place below 20 amos, and moved it to another place below 20 amos, there you yotzei. Why? V'ha'avi hadlaka v'mkayma. Because there you had a hadlaka in its proper place, the shtei amakomos k'sherim. Because both of those places, the one where you lit and the one where you later placed it, are kosher, and that's going to be fine. Akan.
Yoni.